ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Bruchim ha'ma'azinim. This shir will be Ezra Hashem be a Masecht Nida Daf Mem Dalid. And we're going to start with the Chelik of the Gemara that comes to be Masbir, the Mishnah at the end of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which says that a Tinaik Ben Yaim Echad is Paisel Min HaTrumah. And the Gemara is Masbir after a Kasha and a Shakavataria, that what we're talking about is the following case. Omer Abshesha, Sachab of Mayaskinon, Bekayain Sheyesh Leishtei Noshim, Achas Grusha v'Achas She'ena Grusha. A Kayan has two wives. One of them is a Grusha, so she's Psula to him. And one of them is Ena Grusha. V'yesh le'banim she'ena Grusha. And he has children that are Ksherim from the Ena Grusha. V'yesh le'benyam Echad. The Mishnah is talking about this Benyam Echad, which is the child, the only child, min ha'Grusha. And what it's coming to tell you is that it's Paisel be'avde aviv milechol b'truma. That means to say, the Kayan dies, so he leaves over all his avadim to the yarshim. Now the yarshim include the banim of the Eina Grusha, which are ksherim, and their chelik in the avadim can be eichel betruma, because avadim of kehanim ksherim can be eichel betruma. Whereas the chelik of the ben from the Grusha, which is apostle, that's going to stop the avadim from eating truma. So the Mishnah is telling you, if he's a ben yaim echad, so he actually yarshins a chelik in the avadim, so he passels the avadim from eating truma because of his chelik. But if he's less than a ben yaim echad, if he's only an uber, he doesn't yarshin, and therefore he's not going to passel avdi aviv milechol betruma. And the Gemara says, ulafuke midrabi yasi de amar uber nami paisel kamash malon ben yaim echad in uber lay. This is coming lafuke, the shita of Rabbi Yasi, which is brought down in Masechta Yevamos, daf samach zayin amar aleph in the Mishnah, that says that an uber is also paisel. So even if he wasn't a Benyam Echad, the etzem fact that there's an uber from the Grusha, that's a paisel, that also is going to paisel the avadim from eating truma because of the chelik of the uber. That's Shita Rabbi Yasi. But the Shita of our Mishnah holds like the Rabbanan, that says that the chelik of the uber does not paisel the avadim from eating truma. Now what's the bira machlekes between Rabbi Yasi and the Rabbanan, whether an uber that's a paisel could paisel the avadim machmas his chelik? So in that we find in our sugya a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi b'divrei Hamaschil v'yesh le'ben echad ben yam echad min ha'grusha says the ein schia le'uber. The pshat in our mission is because we hold ein schia le'uber, which sounds like the machlekes is whether or not there is schia le'uber or there's no schia le'uber, which is a sugya arucha masechta ba'avasud of kufman beis hamazaka le'uber if he's kainer or not. Can a uber actually have a schus mamon or not? So it seems from Rashi that that's the bir hamachlekes between Rabbi Yasi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yasi holds uber nami paisel. He holds an uber does get a schias mamen. So it comes out that the uber also owns a chelik in the avadim, and because the uber is paisel, therefore it's going to paisel avadim from eating truma. Whereas our Mishnah holds ein schias the uber. An uber is not zeicha in a chelik in the avadim, and therefore machmas his chelik, he does not paisel them from eating truma. Meanwhile, they can eat truma. It's only once he'll be born, even if he's just a ben yom echad, that will make that the avadim should not be able to eat truma anymore. That's the beer of Rashi. However, Taisvus with Divya Maschal Amr of Sheshus is Mayrich, and he says a different shot. And he says that according to this Hukimta in the Gemara, Bein Lefi the Rabbanan, Bein Lefi the Rabbi Yasi, both of them hold that Yesh Schil the Uber, which means that the Uber does have a Schus Mamen in the avadim, and therefore, l'chayre, he should pass the avadim from eating truma. But there's another nekuda, that al-piroiv, mistama, this uber is not going to be yairish. Because first of all, there's mechza zchar mechza nekevis. And haray, if this uber is a nekeva, she's not going to be Yairish, because haray the father has other banim min ha'ena grusha. Once there are banim, Abbas is not Yairish b'chlal. So 50-50, if it's a zachar and a keva, on the tzad it's a keva, it's not going to be Yairish. And even on the tzad that it's a zachar, there's a miut of mapilos. It might be a nefal, it might not be a viable vlad b'chlal, and on that tzad also won't be Yairish. So smaych miut la palga, we're saying the miut of mapilos to the palga of nekevis, and it comes out that the tzad that this uber is an actual Yairish, that he's a zachar and he's a ben kayoma, is only a miut. So al piroiv, this uber is not going to have a chelik. Now Rabbi Yaisi nonetheless passels, because Rabbi Yaisi is chayshish lemiuta. Azay is mevor in Taisvis according to the beer of the Maharam. However, the Tan of our Mishnah is not chayshish lemiuta, and therefore he holds that kol zman is just an uber, you can eat, because you can be soymach on the reiv that the uber is not going to be a Yairish Bechlal, and it's only once the uber is born, and we find out that he's a zachar and he's a ben yayim echad, only then will the ben yayim echad passel from the avodim from eating betruma. That's the beer according to Shitas HaTaisvis. Now, Taisvis brings a riot to his mahalach versus Rashi's mahalach. Because if he Rashi, that the beer HaMachlekes is whether or not Tzchi Elober or Ein Tzchi Elober, the Chayra, the Gemara did not have to be Maikim the Mishnah in such a complicated case where the Kain has two Nashim, Achas Grusha, V'Achas She'ena Grusha, V'yesh Banim Mina'ena Grusha, etc. The Gemara could have simply said a case where the Kain only has one wife that's a Grusha, and there the Mishnah tells us that if that wife has a Benyam Echad, it passes Avadim from eating Truma, and if it's not a Benyam Echad, it's only an Uber, the Avadim can eat Truma, because Kozman it's an Uber, and the Uber doesn't Yarshin, because Ein Tzchil Uber, so who is going to Yarshin the Nechasim, the Avadim of this Kain Ames? The next Yarshim in line, the Mishpacha Kula. So it comes out the din of the Mishnah would be Negeya, even in a case where the Kain only has one wife that's a Psula, one wife that's a Grusha, and the Nidin is going to be, Kozman it's only an Uber, so the Uber is not going to Yarshin, so the other Yarshim of this Kain will Yarshin, and the Avadim can't eat the Truma. And once he's a Ben Yam Echad, so he becomes the sole Yarish, and then the Avadim cannot eat Betruma. It's not necessary to be Maikim the case where this Kain has two wives. However, according to Shitas HaTaisvis, it's Asi Shaper. Because Be'emes, everybody holds Yesh Shechiyah Le'Over. So it comes out, if there were no other Banim, if it was only the Mishpacha Kula, it doesn't make a difference. He will still be the sole Yairish. And in fact, there will be no more Raiv to tell us that this Uber doesn't Yairishin. Because even on the tzad that this Uber is in a Keva, she's still going to be Yairish. Because although a Bas is not Yairish B'makim HaBen, but in the absence of any other Banim, instead of the other Yarshim, like the father or the brothers or the Mishpacha Kula Yarshining, the daughter will be Yarshin. So if there were no other Banim, this Uber Al Pi Reiv is going to be a Yarish. There's only a Tzad, a small Miut of Mapilais that will say that he's not Yarish. But Al Pi Reiv, that it's a Ben Kayama, Bain if it's a Zachar, Bain if it's an Akeva, this Uber is going to be Yarish. And even if it's just an Uber, it's going to pass him on a Truma. So being that Lefi Taisvis, our Mishnah holds Yesh Schiel Uber, we cannot possibly be making it in a case where there are no other Bunim other than this Uber. Masha'enke, now that we're being making it, that there are other Bunim Ksherim, because we're talking about like the case of the Gemara, where he has two Nashim, Achas Grusha, V'Achas She'ena Grusha, V'Yesh Bunim She'ena Grusha. So there we're back to what Taisa says that there's a Raif, because on the Tzad that this Uber is in a Keva, she's not going to be Yairish, and instead the Bunim Ksherim of the Eina Grusha, they're the ones that are going to be Yairish, and it comes out that Al Pi Raiv, this Uber is not going to be Yairish, which explains the Tan of the Mishnah, that Seimich on the Raiv, and says that Kolzman it's an Uber, it doesn't passel, only when it's a Beniam Echad, it's going to passel. So this is L'chaira, a Raya Brura, L'shitas HaTaisvis, L'afukim from Shitas Rashi. So how is Rashi going to explain why the Gemara is making it in this case? So L'chaira, the Pshat HaPashat is, that this Rashi is a Raya to Dvara Vagdailim of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, and Hilchos Trumais. Rabbeinu Chaim over there comes to be Masber, a very complicated Rambam, in Hilchos Trumais, Parakhes Halacha Dalet. But we're going to pull out some of the Ikar Yusaydis that Rabbeinu Chaim says, and based on that, we'll be able to understand why Rashi, even though he says that it's going Ein Tzchiyah L'Uber, still the Gemara has to be making it in a case where there are other Banim, and this Kayan married two Nashim, Achas Grusha ve'Achas She'ena Grusha. And we're going to be Mechalik, this Reb Chaim, to three main Yisaidus. The first Yisaidus, Mavur and Reb Chaim over there is that even if you hold Ein Tzchiyah le'Uber, that just is a din in Din Tzchiyas Mamon. The Uber Lav Bar Kinyan is Tzchiyas Mamonu, Kol Shaini of Reb Chaim. An Uber can't actually have ownership in something. Avo Behilchas Nachla v'Din Yerusha, Leka Shum Din the Uber La Yehei Bar Yerusha. There is no halacha that an Uber can't be a Yerush. An Uber does have a Shem Yerush, and there can't be a Chalais Din Yerusha to an Uber. It's just that an actual schus mamen, a bailus, an ownership, that an Uber can't have. So that's Yisrael number one of Reb Chaim. An Uber, Ein Tzchil Uber, can't have a schus mamen, but he does have a Shem Yerush, and mitzad Dinei Yerusha, there is no halacha that an Uber can't be Yerush. That's Yisrael number one. Yisrael number two of Reb Chaim is that the Inyan, the din of Kinyan Kasbay, which is the pasuk that teaches us that if a person owns an Eved, a Kayan owns an Eved, that the Eved can eat Truma, and the Eved eats Truma machmas the Bailim, and if he's kosher, he can eat Truma, and if he's pasul, he doesn't. That halacha of Kinyan Kasbay does not require an actual schus mamon. Now, although the Chayra, the Pashup Shat, and the Lashon HaPasuk of Kinyan Kasbay is mashma, that it actually has to be a Kinyan, however, Reb Chaim is mechiyach over there in the Shitas HaRambam, and the Chayra, that's also how Rashi now is going to hold, that it's not necessary to actually have a schus mamon in the Eved in order to qualify for the din of Kinyan Kasbay of being machal betruma or pasling from truma if you're a pasul. The etzem fact that you have a schus Yerusha, that also suffices in order to give it a sham Kinyan Kasbay. That's Yisoid number two. Yisoid number three, that's Mavur from Reb Chaim, is that the halacha that when there are a lot of banim, that we split up the Yerusha between all the banim, is not because each Yerush has only a certain percentage in the Nechasim. But rather, each Yerush, Mitzat Atzmai, is Yerush all the Nechasim. Yesh l'chol echad z'chus Yerusha al kol ha-Nechasim, kol shayner Reb Chaim. Just what happens when everybody has a z'chus in all the Nechasim? So all the z'chusim that each Yerush has clash together. So they're ma'akvim ze'ezeh shele yizke kol echad b'chol ha-Nechasim. It's only on the level of actual schus mamain that there's an ikuf. Because Ruvain is a Yerush Bekulai, and Shimon is a Yerush Bekulai, and Levi is a Yerush Bekulai. Therefore, when it comes down, when it's mishtalshul to actually having a schus mamain, when it comes to the world of schus mamain, it's not possible for each person to actually have a schus mamain Bekulai. So in that, the chalukah has to be done where Ruvain only has a schus mamain in 30%, and Shimon only has a schus mamon of 30%, etc. But in the actual Din Yerusha, there's a fartika Din Yerusha in all the Nechasim to each single one of the Yerushim. Based on this, Zok Reb Chaim, what happens if you have a bunch of brothers, and one of them is an Uber, and based on the first Yisrael of Reb Chaim that he says that an Uber also has a Shem Yerush and a Schus Yerusha, so currently, everybody, including the Uber, has a Din Yerusha, a Schus Yerusha, and all the Nechasim. But being that the Uber can't actually actualize a Schus Yerusha, because he can't have a Schus Mamon, the Schus Mamon is only going to be Nigmar once he's born. So currently, the Uber has no Kayach to be Ma'akev, any of the other Yarshim, from actually having a Schus Mamon Bekulai. So for example, let's say there are four brothers. Three of them are actually born, and the fourth one is only an Uber. So they all have a full Shem Yerush and a Schus Yerusha in all the Nechasim. But when it's Meshtalshul down to an actual Schus Mamon, where we say that each Yerush is Ma'akev the other one from actualizing his Schus Yerusha to becoming a Schus Mamon in the entire Nechasim, that only applies to the three brothers that are actually alive. Each one of those who are Bari Hachi, they're alive, so they can't have a Schus Mamon. So their Schus Yerusha turns into a Schus Mamon, and their Schus Mamon of each one is Ma'akev Ze'ezeh, and each one only has a third of a Schus Mamon in the actual Nechasim. But the Uber, who his Schus Yerusha cannot be Meshtalshul to having a Schus Mamon as of yet, because an Uber is Ein Tzchil Uber, he can't have a Kinyan. His Schus Yerusha only gives him the din, that because he has a din Yerusha, he will eventually have a schus mamon once he's born. But currently, it doesn't give him a schus mamon. So his Chos Yerusha isn't Ma'akev the other three brothers whatsoever. And it comes out that each one is going to have a third of the Nechasim in the Chos Mamein, and not only a quarter. So it comes out, as far as actual Bailus is concerned, the actual Bailus on the Nechasim will be 100% owned by the living brothers and zero to the Uber. He will have a Schus Yerusha, but the Schus Mammon will be entirely owned Lemaisa by the living brothers. These are the Asaitis of Reb Chaim. Based on this, Zok Reb Chaim, and this is where it applies to our Rashi as well, that our Gemara had to be making the Mishnah a case where the Kayin has Shtei Nashim, Achas Grusha, Achas Sheina Grusha. Because let's say the Kayin only had one Isha, which was a Grusha. And the Nidin of our Mishnah was that calls man that it's only an Uber, so he doesn't Yarshin, and the ones that Yarshin are the Mishpacha Kula, and they could be Michael Avodah Mitruma, and only once it's a Binyam Echad, then the Pasul Yarshins, and he Pasuls the Avodim. That would not be true, because even if you hold Ein Tzchiyah LeUber, nevertheless, the Uber does have a Shem Yerish. So it comes out, the Mishpacha Kula don't have a Shem Yerish Bechlau, because Kolzman, that there's a Ben who has a Shem Yerish, the other Kravim don't have a Shem Yerish Bechlal. So this Uber, who he's a Shem Yerish, even though his Yerusha isn't Meshtalshel to an actual Schus Mammon, that doesn't matter. Because in regards to the Klolam of being Machal or Pasling from Truma, the second Yisrael of Reb Chaim was that you don't actually need a Schus Mammon. The etzem fact that you have a Schus Yerusha, that's what makes you the Machal or the Paisel of a Truma. So over here, the Avadim would have to be able to eat Truma, machmas the fact that they are the Yerusha of this Uber. And they can't eat Truma. Adrabi, Pasul Zaman of Truma, because this Uber is a Pasul, he's a Ben Grusha. Therefore, the Gemara had to dafka say a case where this Kain has Shtei Noshim, Achas Grusha v'Achas Eina Grusha, and there are Banim already from the Eina Grusha. So these are Banim Ksheirim. So it comes out that when the father dies, now the Yerushim are all the Banim, Sai the Banim from the Eina Grusha, the Banim Ksheirim, and also this Uber that comes from the Grusha, the Uber that's possible. Now we said that although it's true that even a Uber has a Shem Yerush and he has a Schus Yerusha, but he doesn't actually have a Schus Mamen. That's the Klal of Ein Schiel Uber. His Schus Yerusha isn't Mishtalshel to actually being a Schus Mamen. So it comes out, like we said, that currently the ones that have the real Bailus, the real ownership, the Schusei Mamen on these Avadim, are only the Banim that are actually alive, which are the Banim of the Eina Grusha, the Banim Ksheirim. The Uber, who is the Pasul, although he has a Shem Yerish, but he doesn't have a Schus Mamen in it at all. And although he has a Schus Yerusha, that isn't Ma'akev, the Schus Mamen of the Banim that are alive, from being Nigmar Ligamri. So it comes out the current situation that we have is as follows, that we have Avadim that are owned in a Fartik Eschus Mamein entirely by the Banim Aksherim. There is also a Eschus Yerusha to the Uber, which is a Pasul. But Lemaise, it's actually owned in a Fartik Eschus Mamein and a Bailus Gemura to the Banim Aksherim. Zok Reb Chaim, in that situation, the Uber would not be able to Pasul, and the Avadim would be able to eat Machmas the Banim Aksherim. Because they are owned Legamri in a Fartik Eschus Mamein by Bailim, which are Kehanim Ksheirim, although there is a pending Schus Yerusha, which doesn't become a Schus Mamein, which is to the Obra, which is Pasul, that's not going to be able to be Ma'akev these Avadim from eating Truma. And although it's true that we said that ordinarily all you need to be Machal or to Pasul Truma is a Shem Yerusha, you don't actually need a Schus Mamein, Hanimili, in a case where there is no Fartik Schus Mamein to anybody, like in a case where there are no other Banim, there's only Mishpacha Kula, so there we would taka say that although the Uber doesn't have a Fartik Schus Mamen, the Schus Yerusha alone is what's going to be Kaveya whether or not these Avadim eat Truma or not. Because there isn't anybody currently that has a Schus Mamen Bechlal. But in this case, where there are Banim Ksheirim, and there is already a Schus Mamen, which is owned by the Yarshim, and the Yarshim Ksheirim Be'emes have a Shem Yerusha Bekulai, it comes out that the Avadim are belonged entirely with the Shem Yairish Gemura Bekulai to the Ksheirim, which is Nishtalshot Eschus Mamen Gomer to the Ksheirim. The fact that there is also a Shem Yerusha, Eschus Yerusha, without Eschus Mamen to the Pasul, is not going to Pasul these Avadim from eating Truma. Ad Kan, the Yisoid of Reb Chaim. And the Chayre, this is a Hezber Nachain, also in Shitas Rashi. Although it's true, like Rashi says, that the Pshat in our Mishnah is, Ein Zchiyah L'Ober just means that he doesn't have a Schus Mamein. Therefore, in the case that the Gemara gave, where he has Banim from the Ein Grusha and Banim from the Grusha, the fact that it's Ein Zchiyah L'Ober, the fact that the Ober doesn't have a Schus Mamein, makes that his Chayla cannot be Ma'akev Da'avadim from eating Truma, because there is also a Shem Yerusha Gemura to the Banim Ksherim, which is Nishtalshol to a Schus Mamein Gomer to the Ksherim. The fact that he's been atzad and he doesn't have a schil uber makes that he cannot be ma'akev these avadim from eating truma. But luyetzuyer, we would talk about a case where there are no other banim, even though it's true that ain't schil uber, but a shem yerush avadi he would have. And because he's the only shem yerush, although that's chos yerusha isn't a shtalshul to an actual schias mamain, that's going to be enough to be ma'akev the avadim from eating truma, even kol zmani's over. And the dinner of the Mishnah wouldn't be true. So Hayyotze Lefishitas Rashi, when the Mishnah says, Tinaik ben yam echad, pasels ben atruma, we have to dafka be talking about in a case where there are other banim, and therefore, if he wouldn't be a Tinaik ben yam echad, he would only be an uber, because he doesn't have a schus mamein, he wouldn't be able to pasel, because schus mamein isn't gansen by the ksherim. Only once he's a Tinaik ben yam echad, so he actually has a schus mamein, that's when he will be ma'akev the avadim from eating truma. That's Lefishitas Rashi. However, if Yishitas HaTaisvis, we don't have to say this Shekel Torah of Reb Chaim, and we could say with a Pashtus that if we would hold that Ein Zchiyah L'Uber, then even if there would be no other Banim, the fact that this Ein Zchiyah L'Uber makes that this Uber can't passel B'chlal, Hashem Yerush alone is not enough to make that he should passel these Avonim from eating Truma. And therefore, Bechreich, we have to say, like Taisvis says, that the Tan of our Mishnah agrees that Yesh Zchiyah L'Uber is just an Indian of Reiv, which is why Reb Sheshes has to be Mikeim in this case. Adkan this Maridika Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The next Gemara brings down the Chelik of the Mishnah that says that a Tinaik ben yam echad is Neichel Umanchel. And the Gemara asks the question, Neichel miman me aviv, Umanchel uman, la'achav me aviv. Iboy me avu alirsi, iboy me neilirsi. L'chayre, the lach of Neichel manchel isn't negea, because whether or not he's alive makes absolutely no difference. If he's alive and then he dies, so he's Meirish to the exact same people who would Yarshan had he not been alive, had he been an Uber. He's Meirish to Zachem and Av, and had he not been alive, his Chelik would have gone straight to the Achem and Av. So what Nafkamina does it make that he's Neichel Umanchel? And the Gemara brings two Terutz to this question. The first Terutz is the Terutz of Rav Sheshes, that we're talking about that he's Neichel B'nichsei Ha'em, La'anchel La'achiv Mina'ayim. We're talking about where not the father died, but the mother died. And the father has two wives. So had he not been alive, the nechasim of this mother would not have gone to his Achim and Av, would have gone to the other Yarshim of the mother. But once he's alive, he's a Ben Yamechad, and then he dies, so he Yarshins his mother, and then he's Manchalit Le'achiv Min Ha'av. And the Gemara asks the question, so why Dafka Ben Yamechad? L'chaira Uber also should be the same thing. If the mother dies when he's still an Uber, there too we should say that the Uber Yarshins the mother, the Nichsei Eim, and he's Manchalit Le'echav Mina'af. And the Gemara answers, my time of the who mayis bereisha, ve'ena ben yerishas imai bekever. The Gemara says a yesod, that it can never be a situation where the mother dies and the uber is still chai. If the mother is going to die, the uber is going to die, his lifeline is going to be nifsak before the mother dies. So you can never have a situation where the mother died and the uber is still has a chiyus to him, so that he should be able to be manchel le'echav min ha'av. Adkan direi ha'gemara. Now, l'chayre, we have to understand, why is it necessary for the Gemara to say this klal, that hu mayis bereisha? It's mashma l'chayre, that let's say there would be such a metzias where the mother could die before the uber dies, then in such a situation, the uber would yarshim min ha'aim, and be manchel le'echav min ha'av, even kol zman it's uber and it wasn't born. Now, l'chayre, this should be mitli tali in the nidain if uber is yesh l'schia or ein l'schia. Bishlam, if you hold uber is yesh l'schia, like Shitas HaTaisvis, that he said that the Tan of our Mishnah Be'emes agrees that yesh l'schia l'uber, like we were mazber before, so then the chayretz osi shaper, because an uber is yesh l'schia, so if he would be alive even after his mother dies, he would be yairish me'imai, and he'd be manchal le'echav min ha'av. But Luyitzur we hold, like Shitas Rashi, that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that ain't Zchiyah L'Uber. So the Chayre, this Uber, even if he's still alive after the mother's death, doesn't actually be zeicha in the nechasim of his mother, calls Mani Zanover. So how would he be able to be manchal le'echav min ha'av? So l'chayra, there are two possible tirutzim to this question. The first teretz is based on a chakira that Taisus has in Arasugi b'divrei maschal ihu, which other Rishayim are also mayrach about, kama mekaymes b'shas, whether an uber whose mother dies before he dies, and there are those cases, because even though Aaron Gemara says that it's ihi mayis b'reisha, the uber always dies first, but it's mevor on the Rishayim that that's only true if the mother dies a natural death. But in a case where the mother is nerag, there the uber would still be alive after the mother dies. So in such a situation, where the uber is still alive after the mother dies, does it still retain a shame of an uber, or does it already have a shame of yolod? Mitzad echad, we would say that because the leida didn't actually happen yet, it's still inside me'ei imai, so he still has a shem uber, although the mother is dead, but this uber doesn't have a chiyos mitzad atzmai until it's actually nailed. Mitzad sheni, Taisus is mitzadah to say, that could be once the mother dies, so the uber isn't actually getting a chiyus from the mother anymore, because the mother doesn't have a chiyus. So this uber is just kemunach bekufsa, be'achreach, whatever chiyus this uber has, is considered a chiyus mitzad atzmai, and it's ke'ilu that it's nailed. It's inside the mother, be'ofen, that it's just munach bekufsa ba'alma, but a shem uber he doesn't have. That's the suffix of Taisvis in Arasugi b'divrei maschal ihu, and many Rishayim, like the Rosh and the Ramban, they actually go this way, l'maisa. Ayin in the sugya Masechta Erechin, Dav Zayin, which we spoke about by Arichas B'siyata D'Shmaya. Lefi this, it's simple. If the Metzias would have been that when the mother dies, the Uber is still alive, it wouldn't have a Shem Uber B'chlal. So even if you hold Ein Schiel Uber, he's not an Uber. The Uber is actually Zeichen, the Nechasim, like any other Yalud, and he'd be able to be Neichel Min Aim, Lahanchel Le'echav Min Ha'av. But even if we say not like that, and we nemo like the other side of Taisus, and we say that he still retains Hashem Uber, calls man does no leida, even if the mother's dead, l'chayre, it's still not shver in Shitas Rashi. Once we were kaveya that Rashi l'chayre goes with the mahalach of Reb Chaim, Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi, Nilchas Trumas, Perachas Alach Adalid, we could be mice of another knach, which Reb Chaim says over there in that shtickle. Reb Chaim over there says that also in regards to the halacha of Neichel Umanchel, where a child can be neichel min aim and be manchel le'echav min av, that also does not require an actual schiyah bin achasim. As long as there's a chalais shem yerusha, as long as this child has a shem yerush and he has a schus yerusha, even in an instance where that schus yerusha can't actually be nishtalshel to be a schus mamin mamish, that's enough. Once it's chal that he has a shem yerusha, a schus yerusha in these achasim, if he dies afterwards, he could be manchel le'echav min av. So that would be true in Arasugya as well. If the Metzias was that the mother could die before the Uber dies, even if you would still have a Shem Uber, and even if you hold Ein Schia Le Uber, that just means that the Uber doesn't actually get a Schus Mamin on the Nechasim. But a Chalei Schus Yerusha, he gets already even Matiris Uber. And even if he dies before it's actually Nishtalshol to becoming a Schus Mamin, the etzem fact that it was already chal is chus yerusha in the nechasim is enough that once he dies, he will be neichel min ha'aim and be manchel le'echav min ha'av. Ad kan l'chayre, the pshat in the sugya, according to Shitas Rashi and Taisvis. And now let's go right to the next inyan. The Gemara says another mahalach, to mimiyashiv pshat in the Mishnah of ben yamecha neichel u'manchel. Mar brei d'Rab Yosef, shmei d'Rav Omar, leimar shememayit b'chelek b'chayre. The nafkamina is that it's mamayit b'chelik b'chayra. That means to say like this, that lu yitzuyer, he would only be an uber, so he wouldn't be yairish. So all the nechasim would go to the living banim, so the b'char would get a pishnayim in everything. For example, if let's say there's $100 yerusha, and there are three banim, there's a b'char, and there's two pshutim. So, and there's an uber besides, that's the fourth. So the halacha would be that the b'char gets 50, pishnayim, and each one of the pshutim gets 25. But once he's a benyam echad, so it comes out there's actually four banim. So it comes out that the bechor gets 40, 20 and 20, that's his pishnayim. And the other banim get 20 each, including the benyam echad. Now that the benyam echad dies, his 20 that he gets, in that 20, that he's meirish to his achim, there's no halacha of pishnayim when brothers yarshin a brother. So that 20 will be split up evenly in the three other banim, and there will be no din of Pishnayim in that 20. So it would come out that the Pishnayim is only in $20 and not in $25 had he just been an Uber. Now, this that we're saying, that if he's an Uber, so it's as if he's non-existent, and the $100 is split up evenly between the Bechor and the two Banim that are Yeludim. Zog Taisvis, V'divri HaMaschol, Omar, on Amud Aleph, and also V'divri HaMaschol, Mai, on Amud Beis, that's mitli toloi if you hold Yesh Schiel Uber or Ein Schiel Uber. If you hold Ein Schiel Uber, so it's very simple. The Uber isn't Yerush Bechlal. It's as if he's non-existent. So therefore, the Uber is not Mamayit Bechelek HaBechayra. But if you hold Yesh Schiel Uber, which is like Taisus Shita is Be'amis Lefi the Tan of our Mishnah, so even calls Mani's an Uber, he has a Din Yerusha, and he should be Mamayit Bechelek HaBechayra. Zag Taisus, the Pshat in this Teretz is going to be, I'll be another member which the Gemara brings down, B'Shem Marbrei Rav Yosef Mishmei Derava, that says that Ben Shenoylad Achar Mises Ha'av, Einay Mamayit Bechelek HaBechayra, a Ben that's born after Mises Ha'av, cannot take away from the Chelek HaBechayra, which the Bechor already got before he was Noylad, Mai Taima V'yoldulay B'inam. Because the Pasuk in regards to Bechayra says, V'yoldulay Banim, so the only ones that are Mamayit in the Chelek HaBechayra are the Banim HaYeludim, and not the Ubarim. So Miktzad that then, the halacha is that the Chelek of the Bechayra, which the Bechor gets, is going to be the full 25, as if the Uber was not around, because Kolzmani is not Noylad, the Pasuk of Yodulei tells us that he doesn't have a Kayak to be Mamayit in the Chelek HaBechayra. So it's true that the Uber is going to actually be Yairish, because we're going according to the Mandam of Yesh Schiel Uber. But as far as the configurating how much is the Pishnayim, in regards to the Pishnayim, we give the Bechor that Chelek of the Pishnayim as if the Uber isn't around, because in being Mamayit the Chelek HaBechayra, there's a Gzeres HaKosov, there's a Tanai that he has to be Yolod. Adkan Debriya Taisus. So it comes out, if you hold that Ein Schiel Uber, we don't have to come on to this Pasuk of Yodulai. It's Pashat and it's obvious that the Uber cannot be Mamayit in the Chelek HaBechayra, calls man that he's an Uber, because he's not Yerush Bechal, Zog Taisus. It's only if we hold Yesh Schiel Uber, so then we have to come on to the Gzeres HaKosov of Yodulai to tell us that although an Uber can be Yerush, he cannot be Mamayit in the Chelek HaBechayra because of the Gzeres HaKosov. Now, Lechayra, according to this Cheshbon, it should come out, the Shitas Rashi in Arasugya, which he holds, that the Tan of our Mishnah holds, Ein Schiel Uber. So according to him, it shouldn't be necessary to come on to the Odulai. It's Pashet that the Uber is not Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra, because, Haray, Ein Schiel Uber. But Lemaiser, Rashi Mefurish, B'saib to be a Maschel Lemer Shemamayit, says Mefurish that the reason why the Uber is not Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra is Kida Omar Lekaman, like the Gemara says later, Ben Shanei Lacham Yisaz Aviv, Einem Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra. So the Chayra, Rashi, is Saiser himself in Eubei. Mitzad Echad, he says that we're going Ein Schiel Uber, and him Kain, Lechayra, it's Pasha that he's not Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra. Mitzad Cheni, he says that if not for Xeris HaKosov, he would be Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra. What's Pshat and Shitas Rashi? So the Chayra, this is Avada, another Raya to the Mahalach, that we're saying in Shitas Rashi, the Rashi holds like the Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Nochas Trumas. And he holds that in order to be Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra as well, it's not necessary to actually have a Schus Mamon. Although it's true, Ein Schiel Uber, that just means that his Schus Yerusha doesn't actually become a Kenyan Mamon. But he has his Schus Yerusha and Hashem Yairish even when he's an Uber. And therefore, if not for the Gzeres HaKosov of Yoldu, the etzem fact that it's Chal is Schus Yerusha to the Uber, that would be enough to be Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra, even if it's not Meshtal Shel Tuschus Mamon. The halacha of Pishnayim is going to be mitli tali and configured according to how many Yerushim there are here, even though the Schus Yerusha isn't an actual Schus Mamon. And it's only because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Yodulei that tells us that because he's an Uber and it's not a Skyim in him, the Tanai of Yodulei, that he's not Mamayit B'chelek HaBechayra. That's the Chayra Pashat according to Shitas Rashi. Comes out that we have three Rashis that are Meire, like the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, that there's a concept of an Uber having a Shem Yerush and a Schus Yerusha, although he can't actually have a Schus Mamon and a Kinyan Mamon in the Nechasim. And that's going to make a Nafkamina Legabe Pasling Betruma. That's going to make a Nafkamina Legabe being Neichel Mena Aim and being Manchel Leachav Mena Av. And that's going to make a Nafkamina Legabe being Mamayit Vechelik Abachayra, if not for the Pasuk of Vyodala. Adkan this Murray the Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara on the Femdalad Amud Beis brings down the chelik of the mission that says, "Barehu la'aviv al-imayil chol kreivav kechasan shalim," which means, like the Gemara, "Legabi avelus," that once he's a Ben Yamechad, if he dies, his kreivim amris abel on him. The Gemara continues and says, "Kaman the leker b'shem gamliel." The chayyir, this doesn't stem with shittas of b'shem gamliel. The Amar kol shashah shleishem yayim ba'adam einay nefel. A child only goes out from a chshash of nefel once he's 30 days old. Haloisha sofek ave. So a ben yamechad should not have a din of a ben kayama vaday. And for the Gemara, hachu b'mayaskina the kimlei shakalu lechadashav. And if it's kimlan shakalu lechadashav, he's yaitze mechshash sofek nefel, even according to Shimon Gamliel, even before 30 days. Now this question of command like Shimon Gamliel, what part of the Mishnah is this question going on? So l'chayre, there's a major machlekes between Rashi and Arasugya and the Magid Mishnah and Hilchas Nachleis Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel B'Da'as HaRambam. Rashi says with the Maskel command the Leker B'Shimon, Akula Masnisim Koi. This question is Be'emes Akash on the entire Mishnah. D'Kachoshev Ben Yemechad Ben Kayama. The Hainu in our Mishnah there are 10 nafkaminas to the fact that a Ben Yemechad has a din of a Ben Kayama. First of all, it's Metama Beziva. Secondly, it's Metama Benagayim. Thirdly, it's Metama Batami Meis. Fourthly, it's Zekik Liibam. Fifthly, it's Paitim in a Yibam. Sixthly, it's Machal Betruma. Seventh, it's Paisim in a Truma. Eighth, it's Neichel Umanchel. Ninth, it's Aharge Chayev. And tenth, that is a Din of Avelis. So, Rashi, all these Dinim are Neming on that a Benyim Echad is already considered a Ben Kayama. That's the Chayar not like a Shimon Gamliel in all of the 10 Dinim. According to Shimon Gamliel, because he's a Sufik, if he's a Nefel, so it shouldn't be a Vadei Tumas Zav, it shouldn't be a Sufik. It shouldn't be a Vadei Tumas Nagoyim, it shouldn't be Vadei Tumas Meis. It shouldn't be Zekik Liyibam Baifim Vadei, that if the Yavama gets married, Lashuk, that she should get Malkus for Lasi Eishus HaMeis HaChutza. It shouldn't be Paitim and Ayabam, that he should be Mutter, she should be Mutter to get married to whoever she wants. It shouldn't be Machal Menachruma, Betruma. It shouldn't be Paisal Menachruma, Baifim Vadei. It shouldn't be Neichel or Manchel. You shouldn't be Chayiv Misa if you kill him. And you shouldn't be Mesabel either. Because all of these halachas are Meira that he has a Shem Ben Kayama Vaday. And the fear of Shem Gamliel, he still has a Shem Sofik until he's Lamed Yoim. And in all these cases, the Gemara is Meikim that the Mishnah is going in a case of Kol Lechadoshav, which is another Eifin had to be Mavarer that he's a Ben Kayama. So you don't necessarily need Shle Shem Yoim. You could have Kol Lechadoshav as well. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara Lefi Shitas Rashi. However, the Rambam has a very complicated Shita. There are many, many different Rambams all over which are Meira this way and that. We're going to focus with Siyata D'Shmaya on three of the Rambams. And we'll start with the Rambam in Hilchas Nachleis. The Rambam says that the halacha of Neichel U'manchel v'zeh l'shaynai afilu hayakotan ben yoimai v'loi kolu lechadoshav. Even if he's a katan ben yoimai, now 30 days, and he's also not kolu lechadoshav, hayol v'choya achar imai shah achas umeis, as long as he lives after the death of his mother for one shah, and then he dies, hareza neichel es imai u'manchel oisan cholol yarshav mimishmachas aviv. So the Rambam says clearly that in regards to Neichel u'manchel, we don't need either shah shleishim yayim or kimlan shachol u'chadashav. Even if you have none of those, the lach of Neichel u'manchel is also going to be in place. Zok the Magen Mishneh Bechreach, the Rambam holds that the etzem fact that the Gemara waited to ask the question of Kaman Leker B'Shimon Gamliel on the chelik of the Mishnah that talks about Avelus, that's Meira, that specifically here the Gemara has a Tver. But Lav Davke and the other cases of the Mishnah are we Meshubit to say that it's either Shleishim Yoyim or Kol Lechadashav. And one of those examples is Neichel u'manchel. The Rambam is going to hold that regards to Neichel u'manchel, even if you have none of those, it's still going to be Neichel u'manchel. Now, of course, we have to understand why that is true. L'chayre, if it's not Shleishim Yoyim and he's not Kimle Shekol Lechadashav, so he's just a Nefil Ba'alma, he shouldn't have the din of Neichel u'manchel. But in order to understand the Shitas Rambam better, we're going to mention two more of the Rambams, which are going to give us B'Siyat D'Shmaya Hekif to understand the Mahalach and Shitas Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchus Ritzeach Shmir Snefesh, Perik Beis Halachavav, he says, Echad ha'hirig es ha'gadol es ha'katan ben yaymai ha'rezen nerag, v'hu shekol lechadashav. It's only if it's kol lechadashav. Ava neila de pachas mitish ha'chadashim, Hareyu Kanefel Ad Sheyishlish Yishash Leishim Yoim. So if you don't have the mile of Kol HaChadashav, then you need that it should be Shayish Leishim Yoim. And the Rambam fears voice, V'ahargoy B'Soyich Leishim Yoim Einoy Neragalov. The Hayrik is not Chayav Misa if he kills him in this situation where it wasn't Kol HaChadashav Toyich Leishim Yoim. So this Rambam seems to be paskening, yeah, like our Gemara, that you need either Shleishim Yoim or Kol HaChadashav, and if not, it's going to have a Shem of a Nefel, and you're not going to be Chayiv if you kill him. So the halacha in our Mishnah that says, Ben Yom Echad HaHargoy Chayiv, is going like the Kimto of the Gemara of Kol HaChadashav. So far we have one Rambam in Hilchos Nachleis that says that the din of Nechel Manchel does not require the din of Shleishim Yoim or Kol HaChadashav. Nechel Manchel is even if you have none of them. And then we have a second Rambam in Hilchos Tzeichus Shmiras Nefesh that in regards to HaHargoy Chayiv, there you do need that it should either be Shleishim Yoim, and a Benim Echad is only going to be Chayiv if it's Kol HaChadashav. There's a third Rambam, that's in Hilchos Yivam V'Chalitza Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. He says, Misha Meis Ve'Niach Ishte Mu'Beres, a brother that dies and his wife is Mu'Beres, Im Hipila Acher Meisai Harezu Tesiabim. If the Uber becomes a Nefel, then there is a Din Yibam. V'im Yalda, V'yotza Al-Volod L'Chai La'Avira Olam, if she's Meilid, and the Vlad comes out, La'Avira Olam, Afilu Meis B'Shoah Shanaylad, even if it dies immediately, Hare Imai Petura Menachalitza V'Nayibam. Midai Raisa, she's Petura Menachalitza U'Menayibam, even if the Vlad is only Yotza La'Avira Olam, and it lives for 1 second. Midivrei Seifrim, Midrabanan, it's Achi Vada B'Vadai Shekol L'Chadashav, V'Nei L'Tisha Chadashim Gemurim. Midrabanan, it only patas from Chalitza if it's Kol L'Chadashav. Avalim Lainai De L'Kamen Eilad, and if it's not Kol L'Chadashav, then you need Shleishim Yoim. Im Shoah Shleishim Yoim, Harez Avlad Kayama, U'Paiter Neshe Aviv Min HaChalitza Min HaYibam. If it waited 30 days, then it patas Min HaChalitza Min HaYibam. V'Emeiz B'Toich HaShleishim, but if it died Toich Shleishim and it wasn't Kol HaChadashav, Harez a Sofik Nefel, Sofik Ben Kayama. It's a Sofik if it's a Nefel Ben Kayama. U'Lefikach, Imai Chayletzes Midivrei Seifrim V'Loi Mis Yabemes. So it comes out the Rambam is telling us that this that you need, that it should either be Kol HaChadashav or Shoyah Shleishim Yoim in order to pater the mother Min HaChalitza, that's only Midrabanan Midivrei Seifrim. But Midaraisa, even if it's not Kol HaChadashav and there are no Shleishim Yoim, it's still going to pater the mother Min HaYibum and Min HaChalitza as long as it's Yotza Avolot Chai La'Avir Ha'Olam. So here we have a middle of the way. Midaraisa, it has the same halacha as Nechel U'Manchel, that it does not require either Shehiya Shleishim Yoim or Kimel Chadashav. But Midrabanan, it's like what the Rambam says in regards to Hariga, that you need one of the two in order to give it a Shem of a Ben Kayama. So the Chayyar, the Rambams are very puzzling. Mitzad Echad, in Hilchos Nechel U'Manchel, it's mashmah that we don't need one of the two in order to be Meitziv Mishem Nefel. Mitzad Cheni, the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmias Nefesh is mashmah that we do need one of the two, either Lamed Yoim or Kol HaChadashav, in order to be Meitz Mishem Nefel. And Mitzad Shlishi, we have the Rambam Hilchos Yivam Chalitza, that's Machalik between Midaraisa and Midarabanan. Midaraisa, we don't need one of the two, and Midarabanan, we do. So what's the pshat in Shitas Rambam? So we're going to say B'siyat D'Shmaya, three of the many Pirushim that have been written to be Maaz B'Shitas Rambam. These three are very Yisoyedistik Pirushim, which is why we're choosing these three. The first mahalach we're going to mention is merumes in the Magid Mishnah and Hilchos Nachlis over there, and other achrenim go that way. Ayin Chazonish in Chelek Eben Ezer Simen Kuftes Vav and other achrenim as well, and it's based on a shitas of Taisvis and Arasugya. Taisvis with Divya Maschol the Kimla the Kol Chadashav, he says that Be'emes there's a raiv that the child is not an Eifel. That means even if we don't see the Fanenu that it was called the Chadashav, and even if we don't see the Fanenu that it lived for Shleishim Yoim, Al Pi Raiv, it's going to be a Ben Kayama. Al Pi Raiv will say that it's either Kol HaChadashav, that it's actually a Ben Tes, and if you know that it's not a Ben Tes Chadashav, it could have been Be'etzem a Ben Zayin Chadashav. And even if you know that she did not have Bia for 8 Chadashim, it could be that it's Be'etzem a Ben Zayin, just it was Shahaya B'mei Imai for another Chaydash. So al pi roiv, we can assume it's definitely a ben kayama. Just the possibility of it being a nevel is a miut de shchiach v'davar ha'hoive. Ulechein hechmiru hachamim. There's a chumrim in the rabbanon to be chayshish that maybe it's a nevel because it's a miut hashchiach v'davar ha'hoive. And regards to avelus, because we're always makel by avelus, so this chash that it's a nevel turns out not to be a chumre, it turns out to be a kula, and therefore the Gemara says the kol zman we don't have either shleishim yoyim or kol chadoshav, we're actually going to be able to be soimich on this miyot hashchiach that maybe it's a nevel and pater the kravim from avelus. Adkan divriat teisves. So in shitas harambam we can say the same thing. He holds the be'emes on the araisa level, remachuyev to neman, al pi raiv, that it's a ben kayama. Now, although there's a din of raiv to neman, it's a ben kayama, but because the possibility of it being a nefal is a miyat ashkiach v'davra haive, so there's a din drabanan to be chayshish that maybe it's a nefal. This will help us understand all those three Rambams. In regards to Hilchas Nachlois, there's no makim to be machmor to be mekel, because a chumr lezeh is a kula lezeh. It's an Indian of Mammon. Therefore, the Rabbanan left it to the Dinda Raisa that were saying Mechal Pi Reiv, that probably is a Ben Kayama. And therefore, even if it's not called a Chadashav, and even if it wasn't Shleishim Yoim, we're going to be making it according to the Dinda Raisa of Reiv, and it's going to have a Din of Neichel Umanchel. That's the Gabi that Rambam. In regards to the Rambam and Hilchos Reitzeach, could be Be'emes that on a Raisa level, we should go Basa Reiv, and we should kill the Reitzeach, with the assumption that he killed a Ben Kayama. Nevertheless, Midrabanan, because it's a miyot ashkiach v'dover ahoive, we're going to be machmir slash mekel on the Reitzeach, and we're not going to kill him because of the chshash that maybe it's be'etzem and eifel. And the chayrev, we can be medayik like this in the lashon of the Rambam over there, in Hilchos Reitzeach Hashmiras Nefesh, Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Because the Rambam starts off and he says, Echod ha'hoireg es ha'godol es ha'kotan ben yoimai. The halacha is, ha'reza nerag alav im harag b'zodoin, he's chayiv misa, o'i goyla im harag b'shkaga. He has a din golos if he killed b'shagig. And on that the Rambam says a t'nai, v'hu shekol alei chadashav, either it's kol alei chadashav, aval noyla the pachas mitish ha'chadashim, but if it wasn't kol alei chadashav, ha'reyu k'neifel ad she'yisha shleishim yoim. Now l'chayra the Rambam could have stopped right here. Once he says it's a Rehu Kenefal, so the Tanai is not Niskayim, so won't have the Halacha that it's Nerag Imharag Bezodoin, and that it's Goyla Imharag Bishkaga. But the Rambam doesn't stop here. The Rambam is Maisif in other four words. Zok the Rambam, Va'ahargoy B'teich Shleishim Yoim, Einai Neragalov. Someone who kills him within the 30 days, he's Einai Neragalov. The Chayra, this is Sfas Yeser. This is an extra addition which is not necessary. The Rambam already said that the original halacha that he says, that I'm harag b'zadin, he's nerag, and if he's harag b'shegi, that he's gaila, is only vehu, it's only if the t'nai is met, that it's either kol l'chadashav or shayah shleishim yaim, and if not, it's a rehu k'nefal. Why does the Rambam have to be chayzer and be meisif and be mefarish, v'harag b'tayah shleishim yaim, if he kills him within 30 days, ain't a nerag, he doesn't get killed. That's aura number one. V'ayid yesh lahayir, why does he say ain't a nerag alav? He should have said, Einei Nerag, Veinei Goyle. Einei Nerag if it was Bemezid, Veinei Goyle if it was Beshaigig. So the Chayra, Pianal, Divrei Rambam, are very understandable. Because even though Be'emes, it's Areyu Kenefal, that's just that there's a Chshash Nefal, there's a Tzad of Nefal, which is Be'emes just a Miut. Midera Raisa, he should be Chayiv Misa anyway, because Alpi Reiv, he's probably not a Nefal. The Rambam is explaining to us that there's a Takana, that a harga b'teich shleishim yoim ain't a nerag. The Rabbanan were masakin that you cannot kill a reitzeach teich shleishim yoim because we have to be chayshish for the miyot hashchiach, which is a davar ha'hoive. And therefore we could also understand this that the Rabbanan were machmir, that's only in regards that therefore Bezdin can't kill the reitzeach because maybe the nerag was an eifel. It's a miyot hashchiach v'davar ha'hoive. But in regards to the mitzvah of being gaila, there's no reason that we should be makel and not be mechayev, the hayrig b'shegig, to go to Golas. That's why the Rambam says, a harga b'teich shleishim yoim ain't a nerag. If it's b'mezid, so there's a takana of the Rabbanan that he's not going to be nerag. But in regards to a shegig, avade, we're going to have to be machmer, like the ikr din d'araisa, and he's going to be mechuyev to go to Golas, because al pi raiv, we should assume that he killed a Ben Kayama. Now, Avada, this just means that there's going to be a Chiyuv and a Mitzvah to go to Golos. The Chayre, the Goyal Adam, is not going to be able to kill him. Midrabbanan, we're going to have to be Machmer on the Goyal Adam, just like we're Machmer on the Bezdin, not to kill him as well. So that's the Pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach. And the Rambam in Hilchos Yivam V'Chalitza, Mamish is Poshet, the Rambam is telling us that Midaraisa, even if it's Yotzav Vlad La'avra Eilam, Meis B'Shoah Shanaylad, and it wasn't Kol HaKadoshav, still it's going to be Pturim HaKalitza V'Nayivam. And that's because Midaraisa, we assume that it's probably a Ben Kayama. Midivrei Seifrim, Zok the Rambam, Ad Sheyavada B'Vadai Shekol HaKadoshav. You need a Vadai. We're not saying on the rave, because the miyot is a miyot to shchiach v'davar ha'ive, and with the rabbanon you always need chalitza until it's a vaday. So all three Rambams are oyle b'kana echad, that with the raisa we're saying on the rave, like Taisa says with divrei maskal to kimlei, and with the rabbanon we are machmer. That's the first mahalach in the Rambam. The second mahalach in the Rambam is the Magid Mishneh in Hilchos Yivam v'chalitza, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei. And he brings up a very important nekuda, which is a sugya in Masechta Yevamah Mustaf Pei, which brings the shita of Rebbe that if it's gomru sa'arev, it's iparnov, hareiz a vlad shalem. If you have a vlad which wasn't kol chadashav, and it also was not shayel lamed yaim, but we see that the seyar, the hair, and the tziparnayim are nigmar, that itself is a siman that it's a ben kayama. Now it's not clear in the Rishonim whether or not we pass like the shita of Rebbe. But the Rambam himself in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, is mavur that he does pass like the Shita of Rebbe. So the Magid Mishneh wants to be Matzia that all the Rambams, bein the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlis, bein the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, bein the Rambam in Hilchos Yibam, although the Rambam doesn't say it mafurish, he's talking about a case where it was Gomru Tziparnav Usa'arei. The Etzim fact that the Rambam doesn't say that it was not Gomru Tziparnav Usa'arei means that we should assume that the Vlad was nailed with the Simonim, was Gomru Simonev, it looks like a full-fledged Vlad. And in such a case, Be'emes Midaraisa, we should be same on the fact that it's Gomru Sa'arev, it's Iparnei, to say that it's a Ben Kayama, even if it wasn't Kol HaChadashav, and even if it wasn't Shayel Lamed Yayim. Because could be even Rav Shimon Gamliel alone, the Magid Mishneh has a tzad to say, also agrees to Rebbe, that if it's Gomru Sa'arev, it's Iparnei, that itself is a Simon, that it's a Ben Kayama. This, that Rav Shimon Gamliel requires Shleishim Yaim, just like the Gemara says that Kimlei Chadashim is another option, so too, Gomru Sa'arev Tziparnei is also another option. So it comes out that if it's Gomru Sa'arev Tziparnei, and the Tzura of the Vlad is a Tzura of a Vlad Shalem, that itself tells us, Midai Raisa, that we're able to be Saimich, that it's a Ben Kayama. Just the Rabbanan were Machmir, and the Rabbanan said not to be Saimich on Gomru Simonim. That's the Chum and the Rabbanon. So now all the Rambams stim again according to this Mahalik, that all the Rambams are going to go, the Midir Raisa, because we're talking about Gomru Sa'arev Tziparnov, it is a Ben Kayama, and it's just Midir Rabbanon that we have to be a Machmer. So we'll go through the Rambams again. The Rambam in Hilchos Nachlis that says that even if it's not Kol HaChadashav and not Shoyer Shleishim Yayim, that the Halacha is that it's going to be Neichel Mina'im L'Hanchel L'Echav Mina'av, that's also going in a case where the Vlad has a tzura of a Vlad Shalem, it's Gomru Sa'arev Tziparnei. Therefore, Midar Raisa, it has a Shem of a Ben Kayama even without any of those two options. And the Rabbanan were a Machmer because regards to Dinei Mominis, every Chomer Le'echad is a Kula Le'echad, and therefore we're some Seimich on the Etzim fact that it's Gomru Sa'arev Tziparnei, that it should be Neichel U Manchel. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach is also going in a case where it's Gomru Sa'arev Tziparnei. So Midar Raisa Be'etzem, it's a Ben Kayama. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, and the Pshat is going to be, like we were masber earlier, that it's only with the Rabbanan. Why with the Rabbanan Machmir? Because the Rabbanan said not to be Seimich on the Simon of Gomer Sarev Tziparnov, and you should require either Kol HaChadashav or Shleishim Yayim. And if you don't have any of those two, we're going to be Machmir on Bezdin, and we're going to say that they can't kill the Reitzeach. And the Rambam, Medech Zim of Chalitza, also goes with that Malach. We're talking about where it has a tzura of a vlad shalem, it's gomer sa'arev tziparnei. So midaraisa of etzem, we should be soimich mitzad that alone, that it's a ben kayama, and it should be pturah min achalitza min ha'ibam. But midivrei soifrim, you have to have a vadai, which means to say, you need a birur gomer, but even that you can't be soimich just on the gomer sa'arev tziparnei, you need either shleishim yoim, or that it should be kalu chadashav. This is the second mahalach in the Rambam. And the third Mahalach in the Rambam is what's Mavur, Mitaych Divrei, Reb Chaim Alevi, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, the one that we mentioned earlier, in Hilchos Trumas, Parakhes Halacha Dalad. Reb Chaim, we mentioned, says at Yisoid, that in order to have the Halacha of Neichel Umanchel, it's not necessary that the child should actually have a Schus Mamen. As long as the child has a Schus Yerusha and a Shem Yerish, that itself makes the din of Neichel Umanchel apply. We mentioned earlier in regards to Uber. Rav Chaim told us that an Uber can't actually have a Schiyas Mamen. That's the definition of Uber in the Schiya. But an Uber does have a Shem Yerish and a Fartik Schus Yerusha. Now Rav Chaim is also Maisif that that's also true even by a Neifel. Even by a child that doesn't have the simanim of a Ben Kayama, and we're going to assume that maybe he's a Nefel, even in the tzad that he is a Nefel just can't have a Schus Mamen. But a Nefel does have a Shem Yerush and a Schus Yerusha. This is the Mari Dekechidosh of Rav Chaim, and that's how he's Maz B'Pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas. Although it's true that if it wasn't Shah Shlei Shem Yayim, and it wasn't Kol HaKadoshav, that is a tzad is a Nefel. Nevertheless, he's still Neichel Amanchel. Because a Nefel, although he's a Nefel and he can't be Zeichem B'Schus Mamein, because you have to be Ben Kayama to have a Schus Mamein, does have a Shem Yerush, and the din of Nechel Umanchel applies. L'chayre, et Tesefes Hezber and Divir Rab Chaim, and I hope it's not Petairos Kolomais of Gareah, the Rab Chaim holds that in regards to something that requires a Shem Nefesh, a Nefel doesn't have a Shem Nefesh. But in regards to Yerusha, there's no De Nefesh. In regards to Yerusha, all you need is a Shem Ben. Once it's Chai Shoa Achas, if you have a child that's Chai even for one rega, maybe it's not a Nefesh Gomor, but a Kapanam Hashem Ben it is, and therefore it could be Neichel Umanchel. This will help us understand why Mashenk in regards to Hilchos Ritzicha, there the Rambam holds that it has to be Yotza Mechlal Nefel. If it's not going to be Kol Chadoshav or Shoya Shlei Shem Yayim, the Ritzach is not going to be Chayiv. Because in regards to Ritzicha, you need Nefesh. Like the Gemara says, Ish Kiyaka Kol Nefesh. It has to have a Shem Nefesh in order to be Chayiv Midin Ritzicha. Therefore, if it has a Shem Nefel, it's not going to be Bechlal, the din of a Harge Chayiv, which is why the Rambam paskins, that in regards to Ritzicha, you won't kill him if you don't have any of these two things. Differently than in regards to Hilchas Nechel Umanchel, which doesn't require a Shem Nefesh, it only requires a Shem Ben. Buhu Adin Lagabe, the din of Yibam, we can understand, why midaraisa it patters the mother from Yibam even if he has a Shem Nefel. Because once he's Chai Shoa Achas, even if he doesn't have a fire to get Shem Nefesh, because he wasn't called Chadashav and he wasn't Chai Shlei Shem Yayim, and he's a Chshash that he's a Nefel, nevertheless, he has a Shem Ben. Once he's Chai Shoa Achas and he has a Shem Ben, Hare the Torah says, Uben Einloi. The only time there's a din in Yibam if he doesn't have a Ben. And here it's Islay, he has a Ben, he has a Shem Ben, a Shem Ben it is. Therefore, midaraisa epaters min ayibam. It's only midarabbanan. The Gemara says that the rabbanan were machmer and they're matzah chalitza until it's yatsa machshash nefel. But on a deraisa level, avade, it doesn't need to be a ben kayama. It doesn't need to be a nefesh. It just needs to have a shem ben. And ulai we could be maisif al pizeh also to be masber the rambam in regards to the din of zoykik liyavam, because the rambam in hilchas yibam v'chalitza. Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, he says, Mi sheyesh le'ach mikom akim, as long as you have a brother, ben katayin ben gadol, mi sheyotzer reishay v'rubay la'aver ha'olam kaidim sheyamas achav, as long as it's yotzer reishay v'rubay before the brother died, harezu zeikik es ishtay li'ibam. And the Rambam who says that yotzer reishay v'rubay la'aver ha'olam is mashma that he doesn't require for sure not 30 days, and he doesn't even require Kol Chadashav. He doesn't say that tonight. And this that he says that it's Zayka Kasishtei Liyibam is not mashma that it's only a Chumra Midrabanan that he's Zayka Kasishtei Liyibam. The Rambam doesn't say Midrabanan they said that Ishtei needs Chalitza. It's mashma that it's a Zika Gemura. Which means to say that if at that moment this Isha would go and be Nisus Lashuk, she would get Malkus Midin Leisia Eisha Samei Sachutza, even though the child died within 30 days. So the Chayre, we can be medayik from this Rambam that he holds, that in order to be Zaykik Liyibam as well, we don't require not that it should be 30 days old, and not Kol Lechadashav. There's a full Zika Liyibam, just as long as it's Yatza Reishay Verubay La'avir Ha'aylam. Why should that be true? I, l'chayr, maybe it's a nafel. And according to the first two Pirushim, even though Midaraisa will assume that it's not a nafel, but Akapana Midarabanan, we are chayshasha, maybe it's a nafel. So that should be enough for us to be machmer on Bezdin, not to give her malchus, midin l'siyeshu semeis achutza. But if you're Rav Chaim, it's osi shaper. Because over here, all you need is a Shem Ach. Even if it's true that he's not a Nefesh Gomor, because he died within 30 days and it wasn't called a Chadashav, and Be'emes he's a Nefel, but a Shem Ach he has, and as long as it's a Shem Ach, it's Zekik Li'ibom, and that's why he's going to get she's going to get Malkus. Adkan, these three Perushim in the Shitas HaRambam. Hayyotze, we have three Rambams. The Rambam in Hilchas Nachle says that you don't need that should be called a Chadashav or Lamed Yayim. The Rambam in Ritzach says you do need. The Rambam in Chazim Chalitza says you need Midaraisa, you don't need Midaraisa, but you do need Midarabanan. And we have three Mahalchim. The first two Mahalchim say that Midaraisa, we assume that it's a Ben Kayama, either because Reiv of them are Ben Kayama, like Taisa says, or because we're talking about a case where it's Gomer Sa'ari Vitziparne, like the Makabisha says. So it's only a Chumre Darabanan that we're Chayshish, that maybe it's not a Ben Kayama. That Chumre Darabanan doesn't apply by Hilchas Nachleis because Hilchas Mamin is Chumre Zevakul Lezeh. It does apply to killing the Ritzach, and therefore we won't kill him. And we had a diak that's mashma, however, if it's b'shegig, he does go to Galus. And in regards to Ibn Chalitza, the Rambam tells us clearly that Midaraisa be'emes, she's not zkuka li'ibam, and only Midarabanan were machmer. And then we have the third shot of Reb Chaim that assumes that be'emes, even if it is a nefel, but that's enough to be neichel u'manchel, and we were mazbe l'chayre because it has a shem ben, even though it doesn't have a shem nefesh. And that's why the gabi neichel u'manchel, it's enough. But the Gabi Ritzeach, it's not enough because there you need a Shem Nefesh. The Gabi Patering Menayibom, it's clear that even if it's a Shem Nefo, but it has a Shem Ben. And we remind that Ulai, it also be Zekik Libom because it has a Shem Ach. Adkan this Inyan Agadol, and Adkan this Shir, to Masech Tanido, Daf Mem Dalid.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.